Ladies and gentlemen, there now follows an apology by Mr. David Elmo Turner.
Thank you. I'd like to apologise for my actions last week. I'd had too much to drink. We had decided to do the podcast too early, and it resulted in me shouting David Turner's, David Turner's, David Turner's over the voice, or the wonderful voice of Michael Fox. For this, I apologise.
Heartfelt words there, I think we can all agree. Now, ladies and gentlemen, all aboard the Lollicopter, it's time for Joypod!
Cause tonight is the night, is the night when two becomes one. I need some love like I never needed love before. I wanna make love to you, baby. And add a little love. Now I'm back for more. Gonna make love to you, baby. Set those spirits free. It's the only way to be. Do you know what? I'm thinking about doing one of those a week.
That's all right, man. That's good.
Fantastic. Hello, and welcome to Joypod. My name is Michael Fox.
and my name's David Turner, also known as Elmo.
This is one life left.
Fuck's sake.
How's it going, peoples? We're back again on in your iTunes box.
Back in your face. Back
hello.
In your
ear. We are here.
It's not really him. Well, I'm Michael. Hello, it's Michael here properly, and that's Elmo over there.
It's a phone, Adam. We have a fantastic show today. Actually, hello.
I pray it's better than the last one.
Coming up, we have everything. We have a little bit of news. We have Matthew Murray and his mate talking about Grand Theft Auto. Who can miss that? And we have... Wait, put that... What are you doing? Put it down.
What?
Dad, put it down.
Oh, God, here we go again.
Dad, what are you doing? Oh, you're reviewing it. That's the name of that feature, I've decided.
It's a bit convoluted, isn't it?
I can see that on T-shirts across the world.
Particularly large T-shirts?
Yeah.
Fat men.
Triple XL.
Argentinian women will weep. Right.
Yes.
Anyway, hello. Welcome to Joypod.
I'm excited. How have you been since the...
Since the debacle of the last show. I've been cool. Doing things, you know, hanging out.
You're so vague.
I am vague.
You probably think this song is about you.
No, I've been cool. Playing some interesting stuff, which is
excellent.
Good.
Why are we slowing the podcast down? Let's get straight on it.
Let's segue professionally into the first bit, which of course is, as always... Excellent. So what is happening? You go first this time. It's often me who goes
actually,
first.
Nothing has been going on in the world of Elmo. We've been playing a lot more Rock Band. I seem to be saying that every week, but it is an awesome game.
You can never have enough Rock Band. And of course, now we've got the rumoured official release date of the 9th of May.
Yeah, that's pretty damn close, actually. I thought we were going to have to wait longer for that, but
indeed.
Obviously not.
Well, it's the weekend of the Bath meet as well, isn't it? So I've got
exactly.
A plan.
Exactly. Are you going to buy it and bring it?
Yeah.
Rock on like the gods. It was quite an interesting experience on Friday night.
Why?
I went over to a friend's house at work. Now, as you know, I've not been there long. So I haven't been out with them much, I must admit. Mm-hmm. But I went over to his house. All the guys from work come over. And we played Rock Band. And it was absolutely brilliant. I mean, no one had the guts to get the microphone out of the box. So it was literally just guitar and drums.
Yeah.
But and most of them are... from Slovakia. That sounds racist, but it's not. They are actually
most of them
Slovakia.
Are actually Slovaks. Okay,
I can say Slovakian words to you.
Interesting if Slovakian words.
If you can understand some Slovakian, then you'd know what korva is or hold on, smrzlino. True facts or dobriano. That's good morning. Dobriano.
What are the first two though?
The other one, the first one is probably the worst word in the English language. And the second one was ice cream. So, you know, a mix there. A lady's part
a good combination
of some ice cream.
There.
Yeah.
That's it.
It is. It's
actually thinking about that, I'm finding that quite arousing, personally.
Yeah. The funny thing was, is that one of the guys that was there, Walter, lovely bloke, he's from Cyprus, and he plays drums. He absolutely loves playing drums. Like, he's pretty good. And I sat him down in front of Rock Band and said, oh, you know, see how you get on with the drums on this. First go, easy, first song, failed, right?
Right.
And he was like, oh, I don't get this and all this shit. And I went off to play Pro Evolution Soccer. By the time I got off, like, of just one game, like 10, 15 minutes, mm-hmm. he was playing on hard.
That's pretty good. That
I know.
Very good going, actually.
He was absolutely excellent. We played the Strokes track on it. I can't remember which one it's called. Reptilia or something? Reptilia?
Reptilia, that's it.
Yeah, Reptilia, that's it. And I was on hard guitar, he was on hard drums, and it just felt awesome because, you know, you don't realise how good the drums are until
you hit it on hard, okay.
Until you play someone who knows how to play them.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it'd be good to see it at a Bath meet because you'll see the expert players and all this craziness. But no, excellent, excellent game. And I've also been playing Championship World Darts on the Wii.
Okay, slightly random. You know, probably not as cool as Rock Band, but you know. Tell
well,
us about
it. I can't. I'm under a contract to not say anything about it. However, my dad is reviewing that later in the show.
Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. You've got that to look forward to, people. So, come on, then. That's me.
What have I been doing, then? Well, what do you think I've been doing?
The World of Warcraft.
I have been playing World of Warcraft a bit.
Oh,
still.
Oh, tell
good,
me about
man.
It, Michael.
I'm really liking it. It's
what
just
what have you done this week in the World of Warcraft?
I've leveled up a bit, which is good.
Great. What level are you now?
I think I'm level 19 now, which is good.
19. Okay. Cool. Yeah.
You don't really give a shit, do you?
No. Don't be so cynical. Come on. Now tell me. Well, so
okay. My little character.
Yep.
Karamasin is now like he's a level 19.
Karamasin, yep.
Fuck you.
Level 19. No.
Level 19. No. I had a bit of help from another one of the players, Celestian, has been giving me hints and tips on how to play it sort of properly, as opposed to just blundering about, which I normally do.
Thank Christ. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm actually getting sort of like professional help, not in that way.
Right. Have you done any raids?
No, my computer is powered by weasels, so it's not
right.
powerful enough to do that sort of thing.
Do the raids. That's
there will be raiding in the near future, though, I'm
raiding
quite sure.
In the near future. Good.
You're
good.
Such a cunt.
Korva.
Korva. That's going to be the new name for the show. Korva.
yeah, great.
But it's not just been that. I've been doing two other things as well.
Go on.
Right, number one. I've been playing Gunpei on the DS.
What's that? Explain.
Okay, right. Mini potted history. Right, Gunpei Yokoi was the inventor, basically, of the Game Boy of Nintendo's, like, you know, the premier handheld machine.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, but I'm guessing this is going to be a very dull story.
No. It's not a dull story. It's just mini history. He invented the Game Boy, and years and years and years ago, he's dead now, unfortunately, I think.
Wow.
But he invented a game called Gunpei, which is basically, it's trying to make panels. It's like lining up panels to try and get lines across a board, basically. It's a very simple premise behind a puzzle game. And I got it from GameStation a couple of weeks ago for like a fiver. And it's still available for a fiver on DS and on PSP as well.
The word dull's still lingering. Let's pick it up.
Well, that's the thing. dull I thought it was. And I played it a few times and it was just like, God, actually, this is, you know, it's a bit of a waste of a fiver. Move on. Anyway, I picked it up again last week and it's like crack, man. It's brilliant.
I don't think it's like crack, is it, Mike?
Well, obviously crack isn't brilliant, but, you know.
Crack's better than any video game.
But, you know, it's a bloody good game. It's really, really, it's got a real sort of like one more go sort of feeling to it.
I love those sort of games, I really do. It's simply because I've actually got a DS on my desk at work now. Yes. For poopy times. Tell
poopy
me,
time.
You must be doing that as well, right?
Well, no, I've got my iPod, which I played backgammon on for poopy
times. Oh, do you? Yeah. During poopy times, fair enough. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I love games like that. Good.
That should so be a new hot topic. What do you play on the poopy times?
What do you play on the poopy time? Well, feel free to email in, but we have a special request this week.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a bit. We'll
That's coming up. Oh, God.
Anyway,
this
the other thing I've been looking at.
Brilliant.
Go on. Said, moving on from Gunpei, which, as I said, is a fiver from GameStation.
Yes.
So, absolute bargain. Go get it. The other thing I've been doing at is I've been looking at my, to be honest, pretty pathetically small gamer score on my 360.
What are you going to say, Pete?
Well, there is that as well. I look at that on a regular basis. But I've been looking at my gamer score a bit more.
Oh, right.
I've had my 360 for quite a long time now.
Yes.
Pretty much since launch.
No.
And my gamer score is a very pathetic just over 1,200 points. Which makes me think I should sit down and actually fucking play some games in front
games,
of the telly.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, doing this stupid podcast and playing on the DS all the time.
Come on, this isn't stupid.
I know, I'm just...
I only turned up with a hangover and ruined last week's show.
You plum. But anyway, yes, I'm setting myself a challenge. I'm going to try and get my game... I'm going to try and double my gamer score by the time we do the next episode.
Mm.
So, basically, I'm going to try and complete a game fully.
Have you decided which one yet?
I haven't decided which one. It'll probably
be
something like...
I suggest you have a burnout a little bit more of that. That chucks out gamer points like nobody's business.
What?
I suggest you turn out and check out Burnout Paradise again. That chucks out gamer points like nobody's
business.
It
does actually, yeah. But it does not like Via Domus, the lost game. That sort of like, you, just by playing through
you're
it in 3 hours,
you're not getting
you get
the lost game. Are you really?
No, I don't actually. I was going to say I don't actually like Lost. I watched the first two episodes and I didn't really get grabbed by it.
Yeah, not me. Really my sort of thing either, no. To be honest. To be totally honest.
Mm.
Good.
Although,
but
I playing through a few games of Madden has knocked me up a few points. That's quite good.
Madden, really? Oh, you stupid American. You're so quirky. I've decided that's what you are.
What?
You're a quirk.
Why? Why am I quirk?
Have you ever walked around town with a free hug sign or ever wanted to?
No, that's what your mum does.
Oh, that is...
The classic.
You know.
Such a retort.
How did you know? I nearly bought a game this
week.
Why am
I... No, come on. Fuck it. Right, okay. You accuse me of being a quirk. What's your problem, yo?
Right. You like board games.
Yeah.
That's quirky, right? You like American football. That is so quirky in this country. It's unbelievable.
What? I like the Cowboys.
Hey, guys. Look at me. Yeah, you think your football's cool. I've got Madden. Yeah.
I like proper football. Well, you like... I'm a masochist. I support Watford, but, you know... I wouldn't call Watford proper football, but you know, we fucking try.
You try being trying. A Millwall fan, mate, it's ridiculous.
This is very true.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Quirk.
I nearly bought a game this
week.
Okay,
what did you nearly
buy?
I
actually went to the counter with it and then this morning woke up and thought, actually why? I nearly bought Gran Turismo 5 Prologue.
Oh, okay.
Simply because of the graphics. I've never done that before. I've never bought a game solely on the graphics.
Do you know what? I played it on Sunday. I played it in like one of the demo pods in town, and my God, it is amazing. On a big high def television, it's made me want a high def television.
Oh, you've not got one. Oh,
no,
you lose.
I
that's
really
quirky. Oh, yeah, I'm not into high def. I've got one of those old wind-up ones. I've got a remote on a string.
Seriously, after playing GT5 Prologue, and I'm crap at driving games, I'm not really massively into them, but good God, that was pretty.
Trust me, you can do better than that. Check out Project Gotham, man, you'll like that. But seriously, I just thought... I've heard so many bad things about it, and I've never played a Gran Turismo game, except for the HD one that came free with the PS3. That was terrible. yeah, so I sort of just woke up and just thought, yeah, maybe not. Maybe not. And of course, like, I'm filling my quota with Grand Theft Auto in a few weeks. But we're not allowed to talk about this.
No, it's the remit of Mr. Matthew Murray Murray.
We are paying two people a ridiculous amount of money to talk about it. So, you know, maybe we should lay off a little bit.
Yeah. All over right. To the boys.
Good boy, good boy.
All right, Matt Murray here again with Ben Connison. Ben.
Hey.
Oh, Mendel. Before we start, must apologise. I've got a little bit of a cough, so I hereby apologise beforehand for that.
Of course, it really gets
on your tits.
Legal disclaimer.
I'm not apologising to you, Ben.
Oh, okay.
The listener.
The listener, yeah. Elmore. Elmore's the only guy who listens to it.
And Michael, obviously.
No. Michael doesn't put the podcast together, so he just he foregoes that pleasure.
He does his bit and then just pisses off.
Basically, yeah, that's what he's like. With the women.
Yeah, wait, lazy lover, I've heard.
I wouldn't say considerate, that's what I wouldn't say.
Have you ever been described as a lazy lover?
Me?
Have you ever been described as a part-time boyfriend?
Yeah. Part-time boyfriend?
Yeah.
Full-time love machine.
GTA trailer. Oh.
Bang!
Oh, it was insane. That dropped on Thursday night, about 10 PM, or 11:05 if you've got the sort of PC I have. First impressions, Ben, talk to me.
My favourite word of the day, of the week, of the year, scale. Scale.
I think it's got it. I think this trailer had it.
Yeah. Also, second buzzword, physics.
Oh yeah, that bit where a guy got shot down the stairs. Blemo. What was that? Nico getting shot downstairs? I think Nico was doing the shooting.
No, I think that was Nico shooting a guy in the dick with a shotgun.
He definitely got shot in the dick. You can see that. You can see the dick physics.
Yeah, well, his dick. Yeah, I saw it. I think when he flew down the stairs, the physics was such that his dick was bouncing.
Oh yeah, I bet it's basically the momentum of a massive ball sack.
That was intact.
They basically pushed him off the edge.
that was completely intact, mate.
I think without his ball sack, he would have died, but it basically shotgun rounds, yeah, or shells, sorry, went into his ball sack and he lived.
Sweet.
So yeah, let's start from the beginning. The helicopter.
Bang. That was sweet.
It had like real time reflections of the buildings opposite.
I did.
You're such a non-nerd, Ben. I noted that.
It actually does. Oh, Christ. I just watched it then. It actually did. Does.
Oh, no.
Doesn't
but, see, this new generation, mate, everything is shiny. I'm not quite sure about that. Everything
well,
is
no,
shiny
not in this one. Everything isn't shiny in this. It's not like we're watching Bioshock, which was... Bioshock was great.
Are you dissing Bioshock?
I'm not dissing Bioshock, Matt. I'm not even being slightly sarcastic about the game of the year. The game of... Yeah. I was eagerly waiting. I was eagerly awaiting Bioshock. I was eagle-eyed.
I was open-eyed.
I'm not sure if we've covered this yet, Matt, but has anyone said scale yet?
We haven't said scale once today, let alone in the last two podcasts. So no. Talking about scale.
Scale. I'm saying scale, not just scale as in, like, the height of buildings. I don't mean like scale, like they've got that right. I mean,
yeah,
depth.
Depth of perception.
Yeah.
What do you mean depth, Ben?
I want Nico to get deep.
You want to get deep inside?
I want to see Nico do dick in a box. There's been debate.
Yeah.
About what cars are featured.
Oh yeah.
I think someone said Murcielago.
I think Wicked Kitten said that.
She fucking didn't.
After you did, or after I said.
Oh, is Wicked Kitten a she?
I think so, yeah.
Better not be
guy. No, it's definitely a girl.
Right, good. It better not be a guy.
Well, I don't know. It could be a gay guy, because it talked about a boyfriend the other day.
Could be.
Everyone on the forum collapsed and sort of cried. But
Yeah. Because everyone on the forum's sexless freaks, yeah?
In a way, I mean, I can speak for them in yes, the answer is yes. Was that a sneeze?
That was a cough, but I had my hand over my mouth, so that is professionalism for you. I pulled back from the mic, hand over the mouth, coughed.
I was glad I didn't mention it.
Yeah, you shouldn't have mentioned it, Matt. You fucking ruined the experience for everyone.
I'll edit that out.
Everyone was believing in the experience. Everyone was believing in how the magic of radio works.
I'm letting them behind the curtain.
You've ruined it. So, like, all this shit about GTA doing this and GTA doing that, and multiplayer online and all that guff.
Whoa.
Or shit. I don't care, because GTA is all I want. I don't. If they just gave me GTA without any of the bells and whistles, I'd be happy.
Yeah, but GTA Online is going to be amazing.
Yeah, it is going to be. That's just a fact.
16-player bank jobs. Heists. Assassinations.
Heist is the same thing as a bank job. Yeah,
well, I was talking to our American listeners.
Right. Continue.
Yeah, you can all meet up. I mean, there's like a free roam setting, so you can all meet up and just do whatever you want. All get like trucks. Like 16 of you getting a coach each.
A coach?
A coach each. Yeah.
Yeah, and just drive. Just drive to pick up passengers.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I drive like side by side. So the entire, like, I'm going to say freeway is taken.
Do you know what I'm going to do, Matt? When multiplayer is on, like Donkey Kong.
It's going live.
Right? I'm going to. I coughed there, by the way. Did anyone notice?
I don't think anyone noticed that. Right. So.
No.
I'm so glad you
mentioned. What I'm going to do is I'm going to find out where there is actually a helicopter. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And as soon as it kicks off, I'm just going to leg it away from the sort of battle. And everyone will think, he's a jerk. Especially if they are jerks themselves.
He's such a jerk off.
2 minutes later, I'm going to appear in an Apache.
Are you going to fuck him over?
I'm going to shoot someone with a dick.
In an Apache. There'll be some aiming, let me tell you. No, I'm just going to stay in the coach the whole time and just run people down.
Yeah, but then that's how I'm going to cut you in two with my Apache attack helicopter.
You won't be able to catch me. You won't be able to catch me in your Apache. I'll be beneath tunnels.
What?
I'll be underground. I'll be in the subway.
I'm going to fly in the subway in an Apache.
You can't fit in an Apache. I'll be on the subway train shooting out with one.
Did we ever try and fly a plane like through like a bridge?
What do you mean beneath a bridge?
Yeah. No, not beef. I've flown underneath a bridge upside down before. So, you know.
Shooting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. I mean like an undergroundy bridgey thing.
A subway type affair.
Now that you've said subway, I wanna get a helicopter and drive and fly into the subway.
I don't think that's possible. The only thing you're able to get into a subway thing is a Segway. Segway or mini. Or bike.
Oh, no. Shut up, Matt. A Segway is like tiny. A Mini's an actual car. A Segway is a joke, other than except the time Joe Bluth's driving it, and it's more so. Right. What? So wrap it up.
Say goodbyes. Yeah.
Well, do you want to go? You go first.
Right. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
No fly.
Swinging the bird of kick.
Dab dab. Da 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 da. Spinning bird the kick.
Oh, that's a jingle we got going on there. So brilliant.
Oh man alive, that boy Murray, he am a genius.
He's my hero. So thanks for that. Let's get on with the news, shall we?
News.
Have you picked up on anything?
Few bits and bobs. Well, obviously, what we mentioned a few minutes ago, there's Guitar Hero. Guitar Hero? What the hell am I on about? Rock Band. It's got an unofficial, rumoured, official release date, which is May the 9th. I am excited, I am aroused for the date. I am
standing
and ready.
To attention for the date.
And that's it. As it grows ever closer, I shall be...
Fantastic.
Heightened.
Where are you going to get it from?
I'll probably get it from GameStation.
Ooh.
But it is, of course, it's the weekend of the bath meet. So do I get it from GameStation in Milton Keynes? Or do I get it from GameStation in London or in Bath?
Dude, we could play it straight after JoyPod Live.
Oh, mans, we could.
That would be...
Oh, mans.
Awesome. That would be absolutely awesome. And, of course, as we all know... by now, that today the Still Alive song come out for Rock Band.
Oh, is it come out
yeah,
today?
Yeah, do you know how much it's going to cost, though?
No money.
Yes, that's right!
That was a good guess by me. Fantastic. And actually, fair play.
Yeah, I know. That is really nice. Because people would have paid money for it. So
I think a lot of people would have paid money for it, so fair play to them for... doing it for free.
Right, okay. So, going from them, right, I just want to mention this. EA Have you heard about the whole EA shambles?
Go on. What have they done now? The scrawny wretches.
It's with Battlefield Bad Company. One okay. of the most disgusting... disgustingly vile games EA have ever brought out.
And why is it disgustingly vile?
Basically, Mr. you buy it, full price, yeah. right?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't get all the guns in the game. They're holding 10 guns back... No, 20 guns back, I think it is. 10 you can get with the special edition version of the game.
Right.
And 10 you can get by downloading at a fee.
So a microtransaction.
Microtransaction to buy a complete game after buying the complete game.
Now, see, this is what people said was going to happen.
But no one actually thought anyone would have the cheek to do it. Although, I suppose...
But fucking, of course, you know. EA decide to step into the fore and say, aha!
But why, though? I don't understand. Because they've already confirmed that Burnout Paradise will have extra cities. There's extra cities on the disc, and there'll be... You know, you downloaded the bridges.
So basically, it'd be like a few kilobyte code to unlock it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's free. Now these guns, why
they're charging?
Shocking! I don't understand it. Oh,
I mean, we all know that EA. Basically, I'm really sorry, people who work for EA. If anybody who works for EA listens to us, we know that basically EA are a bunch of cheeky fuckers. But that is taking the piss a bit,
right? Well. Here's a plea, right? If you also agree that this is disgusting, yeah, then go over to www.sarcasticgamer.com. They are actually like holding a boycott and getting. Don't get me wrong, I can't really see EA quivering in their boots. However, yes. They're holding a boycott and they want people to send in comments and, you know, get behind them. So,
just voice your disapproval.
Yes, yes.
That's what the
show
internet's
your anger.
For,
that is what the internet's for. You're right. It's the
That's
internet.
It. The internet is for bitching and whinging.
The internet is basically
so
one
start doing it.
Massive long episode of Points of View on the BBC.
Dear Terry, why oh why oh why oh why are EA such a bunch of
But friends? Get behind the Sarcastic Gamer campaign because they're really pushing it. Good luck to those boys.
Yeah.
What else have you picked up the news in the news?
Let's see. Guitar Hero Aerosmith version. We've talked about that before, though, I think.
Rip-off, yep.
I want that now.
But there's another version of Guitar Hero coming out.
Oh, but of course. It's the little one.
On
the little
tour.
Baby Guitar Hero.
The most
Guitar Hero on tour.
Retarded-looking game of all time.
Oh, fuck off. It'll be hilarious. You know,
and you know what? I do want it, but it does look stupid.
It does look stupid. Well, do you want to describe what it looks like, or shall
it,
I?
It's like it's just like this little thing that slides into your GBA slot.
Slides in.
And you hold it, you know, brain training styly.
Yeah, like a little book.
And your fingers touch the buttons on it, and you strum
that's
on
it.
The touchscreen.
You get a little strap thing, don't you, that you sort of put it around the back.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, yeah.
And
like
a harness.
Which I don't understand.
A harness of rock.
Because how's that going to work on the new rumoured DS Lights with the lack of GBA slot?
Well, it's not.
Hello, Harmonix. What were you thinking?
It are stupid.
Yeah, but yeah, it looks weird. And the promo video, if you go to YouTube and search... Guitar Hero on tour, you'll see how dumb the promo video is. It's shocking.
I'm yeah.
Sorry, what happened there?
I don't know. My brain sort of went into brain fart mode. I it's like you said, it's going to be stupid. It's going to sound crap. I mean, it's not like we're going to get like, you know, high definition sound out of it. What's is there such a thing as high definition sound?
I suppose so.
Suppose true so. Sound. We're not going to get like massive proper track, yeah, true sound out of it, are we? But unless you get like three songs on it,
there's
like
20 songs on there, which is not bad actually. Most
yeah,
people
be
complaining.
Like MIDI versions, aren't
that's
they?
That's not that bad. But what worries me the most is in the video you can see him strumming away, and there's a bit where the strings catch on fire, and you've got to blow them out. Is Nintendo just forcing this crap on people now?
I think they might be, because to be honest, that's pretty fucking pointless, isn't it?
Shocking.
I think, well, hang on, right, games in which people blow stuff. not that sort of stuff, not like random Japanese hentai stuff. Okay, Yoshi's Island DS. Or no, Yoshi's Touch and Go. That was a blowy one.
We can go for everything. There's Field of Magic.
Field of Magic.
There was
Rub Rabbits.
Zelda,
probably had some in it as well.
Phantom Hourglass.
Yeah. That's it.
Just on and on.
Dear Nintendo, please stop in doing blowy stuff in your games.
Yeah.
Lots of love, Elmo and Michael. Okay, thanks. Bye.
My name is Michael.
My name is Elmo. I'm a monger. Any other news?
Yes,
there?
What about this Byron report? Sorry, right, I know we don't usually talk about this crap, but I've really, like, I've got to back up two things, right? First of all, right,
go on.
The report was spot on, in my opinion, if you've read it. I mean, it was a little bit ignorant, but that was about it.
Yeah.
She was asked to find out if kids
are
affected by video games. And she basically said, no, they don't. However, she is concerned with, you know, the content in some video games, which is totally fair, because I totally understand stuff like that.
That's it. And she suggested bringing in, of course, the the BBFC ratings.
Which is an excellent idea.
Which is a good idea.
And what I hope is that they bring it in line with the film ratings. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
What would get an 18 in a film would get an 18 in a game. Because then maybe we can, you know, be a little bit more intelligent when we're... Sorry, this is a rant, right? However...
We'll get to
the real stuff. Now, actually, the media backlash. Jesus, did you see it on everything?
Well, basically, yeah. I mean, I want to mention something in a minute, but rant away.
I'm really... Listen. Sarcastic Gamer are asking all their listeners to boycott Battlefield, right? Mm-hmm. Fine, good on them. I'm asking all JoyPod listeners to boycott GMTV.
GMTV's a pile of shit anyway.
One of the worst television programs ever. It gets me so angry, Michael.
Well, do you know why? That's because GMTV is basically the Daily Mail on television.
Oh, they began things like, but kids should kids be playing these games? When we see what happens in the murders and the manhunt, and then when we watch the murders, and then when the violence in video game, there's sex in there, Michael. And
sex and murder. Yeah,
visit our website, and we're running a poll. Are guns good or bad? 95% of you said they're bad.
Unfortunately, in the world of GMTV, everything is very, very simple and black and white. So basically, all video games are bad for our children. Like all these murder simulators. Hello, Jack Thompson. Now, the thing that really fucks me off about it is when they sort of say, children playing murder simulators like Manhunt and Grand Theft Auto and stuff. It's
murder
just like, okay,
simulators, I love that.
They're properly rated, BBFC rated, yeah?
Yeah.
So they're rated 15, 18, whatever.
Yeah.
Now, we all know, and again, this is me being serious, we all know that I'm a school teacher. I work in year four. The kids that I teach are 8 and 9 years old.
Bite my lip.
The amount of kids who are getting excited about fucking Grand Theft Auto 4 coming out and the fact that they've got their stuff reserved really is pissing me off.
Yeah. I mean, but it is just parents looking for a scapegoat and then GMTV going, the children are getting the games. The game should be illegalised.
Fucking hell. Absolutely. Some people should be sterilised.
And they get this stupid ass companies that they pay a lot of money to do research so they get the results they want so they can spout fake facts. And do you know what, right? I hate people that are like, fight the system, yeah. Oh, down on war. Oh, terrorism. Let's look at both sides of the stories, right? I'm not into that at all. This sort of stuff really pisses me off. So ever see GMTV on any telly ever, if you're driving past someone's house, right, and you look in their window, they've got GMTV, park up.
Put a fucking rock through their window.
Yeah, put a
That'd
rock through the window. Yeah, definitely. I hate GMTV.
I'm going to take it a step further. Did you read about Anne Diamond reviewing
video
games?
Oh, I did read that. Oh, that was hilarious.
Okay, Anne Diamond, who has teenage sons, I think they're 12 and 14.
Oh, they sound like
what does she do? She fucking gives them 15 and 18 rated games to go and review.
Idiots.
Well fucking done. Moral guardians of the world, unite, you bunch of fucking retards.
And then, you know what was funny is that she said Resident Evil 4 should not only be not sold to kids, it should not be sold to adults.
That's it. One of the greatest games in the history of gaming ever. It's too much
people
for the Anne Diamond.
I wish that... Oh, sorry, because this is...
Welcome, stranger.
This is really, really for other podcasts, right? We don't do this stuff, but...
we don't do serious,
I'm
but
really,
for once.
I'm really strong on this, yeah? I just wish people would just embrace the new media as opposed to trying to force it out with just bollocks.
Do you know what? I think there's one very, very simple sentence that I could say, and I think we can probably draw it to a close after this.
Please, because this is terrible.
People, grow the fuck up.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. On with the stupid shit. Should we have your dad's review?
Yeah, actually, that breaks it up quite well. Sorry about that. I know this isn't one up. This isn't any of the decent podcasts, but it won't happen again. Thank you.
That's it.
Over to my father.
Elmo's dad starts to play some games and then reviews them. Woo!
One Johnny Turner, there's only one Johnny Turner. One Johnny Turner, there's only one Johnny Turner. Right, I'm here with guess who? Johnny T. Alright, Dad?
Will you stop calling me Johnny, please?
Alright, okay. First off, before we get started, thanks for the curry tonight. It was really nice. Well done on that one.
My pleasure.
A bit too much garlic, though.
Please yourself.
I give it 4 G's. And also, why...
What's a G?
I have been asked to ask you this question. Why did you get another pack of ham when there was already half a pack in the fridge?
Somebody hides it.
Who hides it?
Oh, somebody. I don't know. I'm getting to the bottom of this soon.
All right, okay. Okay, so you've been away for a little while, and while you've been away, you've been playing a game. How did you come about this game? How did you get it?
What game are we talking about?
Well, the game that won all sorts of awards, Game of the Year. They said it was better than Halo, better than FIFA. It is World Championship Darts on the Wii.
How did I come about it?
Yeah, how'd you get it?
I don't know. I can't remember.
If you think...
All right, you bought it for me birthday.
Oh, did you? Oh, I am brilliant. Because those things cost quite a bit of money, don't they? That's quite a bit of money I spent on you there.
You must have had it sent to you. That's all I'll say.
We don't get nothing here. Okay, right. So, let's get on with the review. What did you make of it?
It's good.
Anything more in depth with that? What can you do in the game?
I'm getting into it. I'm really getting into it now. Now, it's a good game. I enjoy it.
Okay, to explain, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, night of recording. I've just added my dad's bit to Audacity. The sound's gone wrong, and it's cut out half of the feature. I do apologise, but I'm not going back and editing it again. Oh, hasn't he got a quirky
darts,
outlook on life?
Darts.
good to be back. Old John Turner there.
I love the fact your dad's on Facebook now. He's probably got more friends than
and
I do.
Please, if you're listening, go to Facebook, join up the JoyPod Facebook group. There's a post on there from him. Click on his name, add him as a friend, send him messages. Please. He's getting really freaked out. He's only got a couple. I think he's got one from Ryan Alford, he's got one from Capone Adam, and he's just freaking out about it. I think he's got one from Xena as well. So, you know, send him stuff.
It's all good.
Brilliant. But speaking of the listeners...
It might be a good idea before we jump into listener interaction to give our contact details. That might
be
a good idea.
You can email us either at elmo@thisisjoypod.com
or michael@thisisjoypod.com.
However... we have a request for this
go for
week,
it.
Right? Two requests.
Do it.
The first request being, if you've emailed in previously, you are not allowed to email in for the next podcast. Now, before you get withdrawal symptoms, listen to this, right? If you're sitting listening to this podcast and you have never emailed us at elmer@thisisjoypod.com
or michael@thisisjoypod.com,
then email us. What we're going to do this week is try and collect as many new names as we possibly can. So even if you sign yourself up for another Hotmail account with a different name, do it. Just send it if we want new names, people. Don't just send it from your normal account with a different name at the bottom. Doesn't work like that, right? So here's the deal. If you've not emailed in before, do so. If you have emailed in, then you're very welcome to get your dad, sister, cat, friend to email in any question that you can think
of. Hermaphrodite lover.
Because they might like to hear us say their name over the radios.
Even though it's, like, not radio.
No, it's the interwebs.
No.
Yeah. A really crap podcast. But, please, we want new names. So, that is my request for this week. That is the first request.
Okay. However, second request?
We won't totally ignore people that have emailed in. Because?
Because this might completely backfire on us totally.
There's that. And we're going to run, not a competition, just sort of a community get-together. Is that all right?
I suppose so.
We want user-generated content, like Little Big Planet. You know, everyone's doing it at the moment. Little Big Planet doing it at the moment. There's Little Big Planet. User-generated content. And what we mean by that is we want you to send in a jingle. Make a little jingle up. It can be as low quality, as crappy as you like, but just make up a little jingle. Here's an example of one that I've done. No flips, no peel, no flip, no pirates. Joy pod. No walls, no acids, no preservatives. Joy pod. No sauce, no sugar, no corn. JoyPod.
Does your
podcast
have anything added, or is it
JoyPod? No additives, no mess, no fuss. JoyPod. Okay, so anything like that would be appreciated. And Mr. CJ has sent through a few which we played last week. That's that. So you are allowed to email in if you've emailed before, but as long as it's for the jingle. If not, get one of your friends to email in, or your mum, or your sister, or someone random
your mum
with a question about anything, and we'll read it out. But now,
okay, less wobbling. Let's move on to actual listener interaction.
Less rubbish. Let's move on.
Okay.
I will start off.
Okay, go for it.
With a PM from a certain person. I will name no names. He is from Casually Hardcore.
Hey.
Saying that we will give you 2 free t-shirts on these conditions, yeah?
Okay, go for it.
1, you either wear them or give them away on the forum/joypod, right? If you want them, you must post pics. I don't know what that means. Oh, if you keep them, you must post pics, right?
We'll
post pics with us wearing them, but I don't know about you, but I'll definitely give mine away on the podcast.
I'll do that. I'll do the same as well. If somebody actually wants, you know, a secondhand t-shirt and worn by a slightly sweaty presenter.
And this second...
I'm sure somebody does. There are a lot of perverts out there.
This second one is just hilarious. Says, mention the correct website address. Apparently we've been saying the wrong website address when we've been trying to pimp
them.
Have we? Yeah, well, we've been sending the old one. It's www.casuallyhardcore.net. Now... we haven't actually got any designs sent over to us. They're putting up some new stuff soon.
Yes.
As soon as that's done, we'll send them out to some listeners and get some. Maybe a prize. One of them should go to the best jingle that gets sent in.
That sounds like a good idea. Or maybe both.
He also said, would you like him to make some JoyPod tees? Right? Now, listen, there's that website that was set up with JoyPod tees, but, you know, we want these quality, proper made-up ones.
Yes.
But we need to know if there's going to be a market. So if you would honestly wear a decently designed, and it, you know, it won't say joypod.co.uk, I'm a spastic, on the front. just like a little...
That'd be quite a good design, though. that.
A little symbol or something. Let us know, and we'll see if it's worth it, and we'll post them up.
That's cool.
Okay, so that
right,
was
okay.
that.
I've got a message.
Go for it.
Okay, it's from Chris Martin, not from Coldplay.
Oh, yellow.
He said, I thought you might find this funny. I was coming back through Marseille airport yesterday with a stinking hangover. Marseille is a decent city, but terrible nightlife. Even the sex clubs are rubbish. Moving on. I was playing on my DS when this annoying American child, about 9 years old, sat next to me and asked what I was playing. My French coach. Blah, 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 blah. What are you playing? I said. Professor Layton, he replied. So without thinking, I said, Professor Layton in his stupid fucking face. I've heard good things about that. The child then looked shocked, runs off to his mum, who just glared at me during security checks. I got my own back by sending him pictures of huge spunking cocks via picture chat throughout the whole flight. Speak soon, Chris. Thank you, Chris. I love you.
That is a great, great email. Can you read the one from Bradley Marsh? Because I don't think I could do it justice. You were horrible to him last episode.
I wasn't horrible. I was just sort of...
You certainly were.
Okay, yeah, I was a bit of a wanker. It says, well, Bradley is, of course, our designer for the show, basically. He did our logo and stuff. And,
he's the
and
man.
Thank you very much,
yes.
The Ender Man. He said, hi, guys, this time I thought I'd address Michael. Probably a safer bet. I think that's in reference to the fact that you were pissed last time.
Yeah.
I feel I need to address my question to you guys last episode. To do this, I'll pose you a multiple choice question and supply the answer at the end. Last week's piracy question by Brad Igor was, as we can all agree, shit. However, what was the reason for this? Was it A, Brad Igor is a retard?
Yep.
B, Brad Igor was typing the email whilst at work, even though he shouldn't be using the internet?
Yep.
C, Elmo has issues with reading?
Well, I think all of them. All of the above.
D, Michael is a tad pedantic?
Yeah, you are a bit pedantic.
I just like, you know, decent usage of the English language. Anyway, the answer is, my dear friends, a mixture of A and B.
Yay!
So there's a retard who was typing the email whilst at work.
No blame for us.
He said, I reread the email and there was some awful grammar in there. Any mistakes found in this email are down to the same reasons. However, carry on the good work. Kind regards, Brad Igor. Bless you, dear.
Sorry, man. Sorry about that. Right, I'm going to attempt to read this one from Kraz.
Yes.
It says... Right, okay, this is going to be terrible. ¿Alguna posibilidad que podría hacer un artículo
en español?
He's speaking in Spanish. I don't know what he says. I think he's saying, do you guys happen to speak Spanish? Because my English is crap. But it... could be wrong. And then he says, gracias, Kraz. P.S. Brains are yummy, apparently.
Nom, 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 nom.
Thank
nom.
You very much for that. Next.
Brains are yummy. Okay, Mike Shewan. Shewan?
Shewan.
Shewan.
You got that right.
He says, fit again, loons. It's Scottish, Michael. Nay, Geordie, as you did last time. Okay. He says, dear Elmo, are you sober this time? You just seem to be rambling like a madman on the last show. Good
sober,
work,
I am
young
sober.
Man.
I've had a beard, but only one.
And there you go. Mike has suggested we do a drunk joy pod.
We
actually.
Should do a drunk joy pod, but then I can see, oh God, the next time we're going to be hungover and doing a joy pod, it's going to be in front of people. Shocking,
yeah.
Shocking.
It's going to be good. He asked a couple of questions. How are we finding the competition now that Zibzang and Uzi off Dorkcast, game. What's its official name?
It's Dorkcast, yeah.
Dorkcast, podcasting as well. Top 10 in iTunes. We love them for that.
Yeah, it's...
Dorkcast.
I got their address wrong last week. It's www.gamerdork.net, and it is fantastic. It. So we don't see it as competition. We love, to be honest, right? Let me explain this. The more podcasts out there, the better. It gets me through my working week, and theirs is fantastic. It's really good.
Theirs is really good. You've been on it. I've been on it as well.
Yeah, we've not heard your interview on it yet, though, so that's to come.
Okay, well, it might be on the next one then. But it's great. You know, between them, us, One Life Left, all that sort of stuff, we love it all.
Yeah, so don't...
We
don't
share the love.
Hate, appreciate, is what
That's
we
it.
Say
That's
here
it.
At Joypod Towers, all right?
Okay, he's got some questions for us. He says, do you invert? Do you play with uppers up or uppers
Only
down?
Only idiots don't invert. You have to
invert
standard.
Well. Do you think this year will be the year of the PS3?
Yes.
Yeah,
no, actually... No, I think
I'm
next year
agree.
Might be. It'll pick up towards December.
Yeah.
But next year will be the year of the PS3.
Okay.
For sure.
What else? Okay. Slightly linked to what I said earlier in the bit. Are achievements really that important to you? Do you play the game to completion just to take whatever points you get, or do you hunt down every little thing?
Well, you obviously do, don't you?
No, that's the thing. I don't. But I'm going to give it a shot just to give my little points total a boost.
Do you know?
Because it does look a bit crap.
Do you know what? I'd rather just play for fun. I can understand why people want them and why people like them. Yeah. For me, it's not for me. But
well, that's it. I mean, like I said, the only reason I'm going to try and the only reason I'm looking to boost my score is because it's actually going to make me sit down in front of the telly
and
play some
old
games
and stuff. That's a good point. It's a good reason to do so.
Yes. He also says, "What other podcasts do you guys listen to? Anything you can recommend?" Well, exactly what we just said.
Yeah, One Life Left. Game of Dork. I listen to One Up. I listen to Sarcastic Gamer. Ian Lee, the Sunday
Ian
Night
Lee's
Show,
very
is one
good.
Of my favourites. I listen to.
We love you, Ian.
What's the guy's name? Oh, really? Russell Brand.
Yeah,
is getting better and better every week. And Adam and Joe.
Adam and Joe have been good since the beginning of time.
They have. They had a little slump, especially with their new music podcast. That wasn't very good, but their Six Music stuff is getting good again. So
cool. Yeah. Right, you got another one? Go for it.
Well, no, I just wanted to make a point about the gamer points. Have you heard what Microsoft have done?
Oh God, yeah, they got people
who cheaters.
Are cheating. And
have you seen anyone
branded them?
Any cheaters online yet?
I haven't yet. No.
Right. If you don't know,
are they not ashamed to actually wander onto the interwebs?
Microsoft have added a banner to the people who have cheated, who have used game saves to cheat to get gamer points. They've put a banner on their gamer card that says "cheater." If you want to know why I've got this banner, click here, and it explains. I think that is hilarious.
It is a bit.
I really do. Good on them. I like that. But, you know, some other people saying, like, why do they care? But
well, to be honest,
it's just funny. It's just funny to
it's
see
just
cheaters
for shits and
not
giggles,
get away
so
with
it's
it.
All good.
Cheaters never prosper.
That's it. And winners don't do drugs.
Well, I've won a fair few games of Pro Evo while being smashed out my face.
Well,
so.
There you go. Got Martin Baker's email over there?
I have got Martin Baker's email.
What do he say?
He says, hi guys, loving your work. Oh, bless. It's not work. Trust me. We don't put any effort into any of this. After having the pleasure of listening to Elmo's Hangover, I thought I'd up these questions. Was it really bad? Was it really noticeable last week?
Listening back, it wasn't actually as bad as when we were recording it, when you just completely went into brain meltdown at the
I
end
think
of it.
I sang mana da, 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 at one point. Oh, shocking. He says, which gaming character would you like to go out on the piss with as a drinking partner, and why? I love that question. I think actually I've read this email already, and this is one of my favourite emails of all time. I love it. So come on, who would you go out for a drinking partner with?
It's not something I've ever really considered.
Oh, well, this
I'm
is
thinking,
the point, Michael.
I'm thinking.
Okay,
I'm thinking.
Lee,
I'm thinking.
I would definitely go with Conker.
Oh,
from
God,
Conker's Bad Fur Day.
But then there'd be like, you know, it would all go massively horrible. You have to wander around with a frying pan, hitting things and throwing toilet rolls at giant turds.
Yeah, but have you seen him when he's drunk in the game? He's brilliant.
And he pisses all over the place in the disco.
And he's so depressed all the time. I love it. Yeah, that's exactly the sort of person I want around me when I'm drunk.
And now in my head, I've got the Great Mighty Pooh song. I am the Great Mighty Pooh, and I'm going to throw my shit at you.
Go on then. Come on, who would you?
Let's see. Cloud of Final Fantasy, because he's got a big sword and he'd get right to the bar really fucking quickly.
Don't know who that is.
Yeah, it's an RPG thing. It's
Second question is, which gaming character would you say you can't join them down the pub for as you're washing your hair and for whatever excuse?
My excuse is I'm don't know. I don't have an excuse. I just like going to the pub. Which would you say you can't go to? So basically somebody you wouldn't want to hang around with.
So, your
Mario.
Character in World of Warcraft is the one I'll pick.
Fuck off, wanker. Mario. Because he's just...
Why?
Mario's just a bit shit, really, isn't he?
I know, he gets the chicks, man.
No, he doesn't.
Princess.
Mario's been
dirt.
Hanging on every single word of that stupid princess since 1981. like, you know, she got kidnapped, got brought to the top of the skyscraper by Donkey Kong, 1981... And ever since then, he's, you know, he's just been besotted, man. Man's
Mate,
a fool.
Mate, he'd be all right. You're
himself.
An idiot. It'd be alright. It'd be a bit annoying. Have you ever seen the guy that does his voice really on TV?
It's me.
He's one of the most annoying human beings I've ever seen in my life. Seriously. I hope he listens. Because he is annoying. He says, P.S. Capone Adams' little B Megamix was like watching space when tripping, man.
That was bloody good, the Megamix from last week.
The Megamix I'm going to put up somewhere. I'm going to try and put up so you can have it as a ringtone. Download it individually as
That'd
a ringtone.
Be superb.
Which would be good, I think.
Oh, the B manatee.
Oh, that's a question, actually. What's your ringtone at the moment?
My ringtone at the moment is the... Right, okay. When someone rings me, it's the Alias theme music. Fuck off. when I get a message, it's from the first episode of... pretty much first episode of Doctor Who, the Christopher Eccleston one. And Billy Piper says, if you are an alien, how come you sound like you're from the north? And he says, lots of planets have a north. Doctor Who's on Saturday. I'm well excited.
You suck as a human being.
I fail as a human being, don't I?
I'm 10 years old. For you people.
Fuck off, wanker.
Do you want to read this one out then from Campfire Burning?
Let's have a look.
Campfire's burning, inbox. Campfire burning, put the logs on, put the logs on. Fire. I don't know the rest of it.
Pour on water. It says, Dear Michael, off of Michael and Elmo. Please talk about...
I think
about
you'll find it's Elmo and Michael, lols.
Please talk about World of Warcraft some more. Yours sincerely, Campfire Burning.
Well, also fuck you then, Campfire Burning. What an
it's all
awful,
about me.
Awful
about me.
Email.
What?
Huh?
What?
What?
What? I'll talk about World of Warcraft some more.
Go on then. Go on.
Did you see the World of Warcraft April Fool's stuff they did?
Oh, no. What did they do?
If you're going to be a cunt about it, I am not going to fucking talk.
I am genuinely interested. Go on.
Okay, they did two things. One of them was... Are you taking notes?
Taking notes as we talk.
You're just wanking, really, aren't you?
Yep.
Yeah, thought so. And crying.
Come on, let me hear these two amazing jokes made up
okay,
by
they
RPG
said,
nerds.
They said that there was a... Wanker. They said that there was a new thing coming out, which was called the Molten Core. And basically, it's like a 40-man raid thing. But then you read down, and it actually said that it was going to be coming out on the old Atari VCS. Oh, har har. But the other one was actually a bit more believable because they were going to introduce a new class of character in the Lich King expansion, which is out at some point this year, hopefully.
Do you know what? What annoys me is the same people that slag off Ricky Gervais and say he's gone downhill since Extras are the same people that laugh at that sort of shite. Next.
Bard class.
What?
No, they're going to be introducing a new class called a bard, and basically it's like a piss take of Guitar Hero, and they're going to ship like an axe with Guitar Hero style buttons on it.
Oh my god, they're going to...
But they mocked it all up and everything. It was just like, my god.
That is so funny the way they're doing that.
Have you wet yourself with such joy?
Right, have we got any other emails?
Let's see what we got on the Facebook pages. We do have a Facebook group, of course. Just go on to Facebook, enjoy pod in the group, in the search thing, and it'll come up.
We've got quite a few members now. It's really good.
It's quite disturbing.
Yeah, I know. I like it. What better way to talk to my father?
This is true.
Facebook?
So you don't have to look at him face to face. All you have to do is just actually contacting through the interwebs. Okay, the JoyPod group, there's a few bits and bobs on there. Xena's given us a big pile of questions. I'll choose a couple of them because there is bloody loads of them.
Is it really? I've not seen
them.
There
is loads of them.
Fantastic.
Okay, let's see, down to the bottom. Highly quality professional. She says there's a game station in Camden. I passed it on the bus today.
She saw you in the game station in
Camden?
No,
there is one in Camden.
Is that?
Yeah, okay.
Did we ask?
She says, okay, you guys have known each other for some time now and worked on numerous episodes of JoyPod, so I'd like to ask you both a question. What is the thing you most love and the thing you most hate about each other? The thing I hate most about you is the fact that you're a cunt.
Good point.
And the thing I love most about
you are what you eat.
Oh, dude. and the thing I like most about you is, well, there's not much really. You ain't really got any redeeming features.
Fair enough.
No, I likes you because you're a good buddy. You're a good man.
You're a good boy. Good, right, okay. I like you because of your silly glasses, your little glasses.
I've got different glasses now. I've got big glasses.
Oh.
I look like Doc Wan.
I like you. I like you because you've got a head like an egg. Yes,
well, everybody likes my head like an egg.
I hate you because of your personality.
Do you know what I like? Do you know what I don't like most about you? Your top half.
Oh, my top half is brilliant. I've got all the noses. I've got the noses there.
Oh,
got a couple of eyes. That's my best half. You should see what's going on down below. That is rubbish.
That's what the missus says. Oh, yeah.
No, she does. What's the next one?
What's the most stupid, embarrassing activity you jointly participated in, not counting the upcoming bath runaround?
I've recently participated
It just doesn't have to be recently. It's just something we have to have done ourselves. Probably just getting really, really, really pissed and singing along on SingStar or something, I imagine.
I was once at Fancy Dress Party at the Isle of Wight.
Oh, no. Is it jointly? You and me at the same time, mate.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. That was probably the One Life Left interview then.
Oh, God, yeah. Fuck's sake. We were pissed then, weren't we?
Yeah.
We're normally pissed when we together, though.
That was pretty shocking, wasn't
well,
it?
Well, I thought I held myself quite well, as it were.
Wrong.
Well, you were just like, oh, my God, could you have been...
You were shouting from the crowd.
Yeah, I was.
Making sure that... she didn't say that the Down syndrome joke was from your mouth.
God.
Shocking.
Let us move on.
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to send us some listener interaction stuff, and as Elmo said, he only wants new people this time. See how well
get
that works.
Get your friends to do it. I mean, this could go tits
it
up.
Could
right?
It probably will go tits up, to be honest.
Get a friend to email in. They don't even have to listen to the show.
That's
just
it.
Just send a random question.
Sounds
in.
Good. But if they want to do it, you can either get us on michael@thisisjoypod.com or...
Elmo@thisisjoypod.com.
And of course, there's the
I've
Facebook
just had another idea.
Oh, go on then.
If you post in another forum, post up a thread saying email this email address with a random question. We'll read it out. We're desperate.
Mm.
All right? Do it.
Quietly.
do it. Quietly.
Do it. Quietly.
I feel this episode coming to an end.
I think it's drawing to a logical conclusion.
I know. It's taken a while. I mean, it's 10:10 now.
This is it, man.
This
is
the latest
late night JoyPod recording.
I know.
But it's cool. Thank you very much for listening, as always. As we said, do email us. You've got the addresses. We've mentioned them plenty of times. There's the website, of course, www.thisisjoypod.com, which, yes, I must update, but I'm being a bit rubbish at the minute. There's the Facebook group, which you can just join up, see if we can catch up with, like, One Life Left and that lot. Probably not going to happen. And, of course, on Rollmuck, www.rllmukforum.com. There's the JoyPod thread. And that's
also,
how you get
also,
in touch with us.
There's, if you go to, is it off topic now? You can see a thread about the bath meet. They're looking for people to turn up. We will be doing JoyPod Live there.
That's it.
If you're interested, come
May
along.
May the 10th. It's a Saturday. We'll be doing it at what, about 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock.
It's going to be saucy. Thank you very much for listening. As always, we love you. And we want to touch you in inappropriate places, like the Vatican.
Goodbye. So you're not really David Turner?
No, I'm not. And you're not really Michael, are you?
We should let them know.
We should do.
I'm actually David.
Yeah, and I'm actually Susan. Susan Kennedy of Neighbours.
That is so awful.
Lols.
Send over your sign.
Later.
Bye.